the eyes of God. The children were lined up in the cafeteria of a Catholic elementary school for lunch. At the head of the table was a large pile of apples. The religious sisters had written a note and posted on the apple tray, "Take only one. God is watching." Moving further along the lunch line at the other end of the table was a large pile of chocolate chip cookies. A student had written another note, "Take all you want. God is watching the apples." With us, God needs to be three persons in one spirit, because without three sets of eyes to watch over us, we would be in quite a bit of trouble. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. We reflect on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We remember God is made of three divine persons in one. We embrace the gifts of the Trinity, faith, love, and hope. Through this celebration, we as a worldwide church make a very bold statement. We proclaim, we believe in the Father's love, the Son's mission, and the Spirit's truth. We boldly continue to believe everything the Father has belongs also to the Son and the Spirit. We then stand behind the fact that all God has is given to us through Jesus, who sends us the Spirit. Through the grace of the Trinity, the riches of God's own life is given to us, empowering us to take up the divine saving mission. With the Trinity, God has revealed his innermost secret. God himself is a pure exchange of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he has destined us to share in that exchange. It is the most secret places of our soul that God is the most present in his acts and exists and enjoys his own divine life. And as long as we allow God to reach our inner soul, we can no more distance ourselves from God than he can from his own self. We become one, and we cannot be separated. This connection with the Trinity is where we receive the gifts of faith, love, and hope. We are justified by our faith, and we find peace and grace in our very lives. We often read of amazing feats the apostles and saints accomplished through the blessings of the Holy Trinity. We hear of the apostles speaking with tongues of fire. We hear of saints living pure and righteous lives. And we hear of simple, everyday people accomplishing great feats of love and charity. When we compare ourselves to these blessed people, we seem to fall short. When does the Trinity give us the gifts we hear so much about? The beautiful thing, God gives us these gifts each day. Who is the Holy Trinity to you and me? The Trinity is the calm you feel before a tense moment. It is the peace you feel before you close your eyes and fall asleep at night. It is the warm feeling your body feels when you see a loving gesture or you perform an act of charity for a stranger. It is the small amount of patience with our spouses or our children when we feel like we've had all we can handle. It is the discipline when you want to argue back or gossip about another person and you catch yourself just before you speak ill of them. Those are the moments when the Trinity is present for us all. Each day, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless each one of us. We just don't always recognize it. These simple acts of grace are the same gifts that motivated and drove the apostles and the saints to greater acts of faith, love, and hope. Our daily graces are no less important to God. In fact, I would think, and I like to think, that they are a bit more precious to God as we are starting to depend on Him, if just a little more. The Spirit not only guides us all to truth, but supports the weight of our task of continuing Jesus' mission. Without help from God, it is a task we cannot bear on our own. To continue Jesus' mission of love in the world today seems like an impossible task. With the Spirit, Jesus' mission is not entirely on our shoulders alone. Jesus, through His Spirit, is still present to us. The mission has been and continues to always be Jesus's to complete. We are chosen as His disciples, doing what He commanded, teaching others what is declared to us by the Holy Spirit. Jesus's mission is completed through our acts of love and charity. St. Paul affirms to us what is possible through the Holy Trinity as disciples of Jesus' mission. He teaches us, we boast in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance, proven character, and proven character, hope, and hope does not disappoint. May God give us the strength to become His missionaries by the example of hope given to us through the Holy Trinity. May we continue to follow the bold example of living the message Jesus has called us to accept. And may we have the courage to live life as if God is truly watching.